Thank you. Why don't you just lift your hands to the Almighty God and bless His holy name? Bless His holy name for a brand new beginning. Thank Him for life. Thank Him that we are still here. Thank Him that for all the efforts of the enemy over you last year, you are still here. Give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord of Lords. Worship Him. Magnify Him. But for Him, you won't be here now. Oh yes, the enemy has failed. Give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration. Bless Him. Thank Him for His love. Thank Him for His goodness. Thank Him for His mercy. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Thank Him for all He did last year. Thank Him for the ups and downs, for the mountains and the valleys. Thank Him for health. Thank Him for strength. Thank Him for provision. Thank Him for food. Thank Him for the air you breathe. Thank Him for accommodation. Thank Him for the clothes you wear. Thank Him for protection. Thank Him for security. Thank Him for journey mercies. Thank Him for sleeping and waking up. Thank Him for answered prayers. Thank Him for prayers that are yet to be answered. Thank Him for testimonies. Thank Him for joy. Give Him glory, give Him honor. Give Him adoration. He's worthy to be praised. Thank Him for your family. Thank Him for your church. Thank Him for the place of work. Bless His holy name. Thank Him for Nigeria. At least we are still one. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration. He's worthy to be praised. Thank Him for eyes that could see, ears that could hear, mouth that could speak, hands that can see move, legs that can see walk. Bless His holy name. It's worthy to be praised. Thank Him for the salvation of your soul. Thank Him for the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Thank Him for sanctification. Thank Him for upholding you, for defending you, for fighting your battles for you. thank him for enemies known and unknown that he has kept in check. Thank him for preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Give him glory. Give him honor. He's worthy to be praised. Thank him for all the Holy Ghost services of 2013. Thank him especially for the last Congress. Bless his holy name. And bless his holy name for a new beginning, a new year, a year of overflow. Overflowing with joy, overflowing with blessings, overflowing with laughter. Bless his holy name. Tell him you love him. Tell him you love him, you want to love him more. Tell him you want to know him more. You want to serve him better. Give him glory. Give him honor. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, thank you, Savior. Thank you, Savior. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name we worship. Lift your voice to him loud and clear and say, Father, let my river of joy begin to flow now. Let's talk to the Almighty God. Let my river of joy begin to flow now. Almighty God, let my river of joy begin to flow now. Steadily and abundantly, let my river of joy begin to flow now. Steadily and abundantly, vigorously, mightily, let my river of joy begin to flow now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And lift your voice to him and say, Father, let me have a life-changing encounter with you this very night. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. I want to have a life-changing encounter with you this very night. an encounter of a lifetime. Let me have a life-changing encounter with you this very night. Let me have a life-changing encounter with you this very night. Thank you, Father. An encounter with you that will change life. Thank you, Savior. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please join your hands together with your neighbors. We're going to pray with all your heart, remembering the law of harvest. Whatever you sow, you shall reap. And say, Father, for this your child that I'm holding, let this year be a year of pleasant surprises. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. This your child. This your child. Let this be a year of pleasant surprises. Let this year be a year of pleasant surprises for all these your children. Pleasant surprises in January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Pleasant surprises every day throughout this year. Let this year be a year of very pleasant surprises for all of these your children. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Pleasant surprises. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory. Gloria, alleluia, gloria, alleluia, gloria, alleluia, praise God, worthy, 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 worthy. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the God of last year, the God of this year, the God of the past, the God of the present, the God of the future. Glory be to your holy name. Father, glory be to your holy name. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for provision. Thank you for protection. Thank you for security. Thank you for joy. Thank you for mountains. Thank you for valleys. Thank you for prayers already answered. Thank you for prayers that will yet be answered. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Rock of ages, ancient of days, unchangeable changer, the one who is, the one who was, the one who is to come, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Glory be to your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the last Congress. Thank you for the souls saved. Thank you for the sick healed. Thank you for the captives set free. Thank you for testimonies. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for signs. Thank you for wonders. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. For all your children, my Father and my God, beginning from this moment, let our rivers of joy begin to flow. Let this year be a year of pleasant surprises. Let it be a year of overflowing joy. Let it be a year of overflowing blessings. Let it be a year of overflowing miracles. And tonight, in a very special way, every one of us here, and those listening by radio, by television, by the internet, let there be a life-changing encounter with you. Please answer all our prayers and let your name be glorified. Lord, have mercy on all of us. Have mercy on our families. Have mercy on your church. And please have mercy on Nigeria. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let someone shout hallelujah. Look for about 7 people you haven't seen this year and shake hands with them and say, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. God bless you. And then you may please be seated, except those who are born in the month of January. If you are born in January, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Okay. Father, we are committing your children born in the very first month of the year into your hands. January is the very, very beginning. And so for all this, your children, let there be a beginning of joy. Let there be a beginning of miracles. Let there be a new beginning of signs and wonders. Let there be a new beginning of promotion. Let there be a new beginning of breakthroughs. Pour fresh oil on all of them and let them serve you like never before. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Happy New Year to all of you. Let me quickly seize this opportunity to say thanks to all of you who sent us gifts during the Christmas and New Year season. Next year, you'll be able to do much more. And you better say amen to that. Because that means that next year you will still be alive. And next year God will have prospered you more. So you'll be able to do much more in Jesus' name. Thank you very, very much. It's not possible for me to reply all of you. Just know we receive your gifts with thanks, and we had prayed that God will bless you. Next month, if the Lord tarries, the Holy Ghost service theme will be Peace Like a River. Peace Like a River. If I were you, I would not miss a single Holy Ghost service this year. This is an extremely important year. I want to tell you the truth. I won't be able to give you all the details. But the Lord made it clear to me that since I was born, this is going to be the most significant year. And so that means it'll be the most significant year for the past going to 72 years. If I were you, I would handle this year very, very carefully. That's why he's calling us in the Redeemed Christian Church of God to 100 days of fasting. The last time we did that was 18 years ago. We have not recovered from the effect yet. And so if he's calling us to do something that we did last 18 years ago, that will tell you that this must be a very significant year. He told me clearly that the destinies of individuals, destinies of families, and surely the destiny of Nigeria will be determined this year. Whether positively or negatively is up to you. So I want you to make sure every time we gather here that you don't miss a single one. Not for lack of crowd. I mean, if you look around you, you will see that this place is never empty. Crossover night, 31st of December, I was expecting just about 1,000 or more people to come and usher the new year in with me. We had a crowd that looked like that of a Holy Ghost service. So I'm not saying this because I want you to come. I'm saying this because it is for your own good. Tell your neighbor, God is talking to you now. And tell that neighbor, you are going to laugh last. Say it as if you mean it. Turn to the fellow on the other side and say, you will laugh last. Now, I promised my children a book last year. I said there's some of the forces pushing me, some of the things that kept me going, that have been keeping me going for years, that I'm going to put some of them down in a small booklet. Probably because I was trained as an applied mathematician, each time I hear something, I want to see if there's a way we can improve on the same, or if there is something hidden that they are not telling us. For example, they say, everything comes to him that waits. I don't know if you have ever heard that saying before. I added something to that. I said, yes, everything comes to him that waits, except a gold medal. Sit down, do nothing. Keep waiting. Let me tell you the truth. The only thing that will probably come to you will be a knock on the head. And so I put together some of these things, just about 100 of them, in a booklet. The book is out now. It's beautifully done. It's something you can read in 24 hours if you just pick it up and keep reading. I will advise you, don't loan your friend, because he won't return it to you. So get your own. Now the title is Be the Best. Be the very best. Be the what? What kind of best? One of the things I put down here is the Almighty God says, love your neighbor like yourself. And I add my own little addition to that. You be the best and then wish your neighbor the best. Be number one first. And then wish your neighbor what? The very best. Jesus Christ said, if you have two coats, give one to your neighbor. If you have only one, what should you do with that one? Let me tell you the truth. If there are two of us and they have to choose who will be number one, what do you think I will choose? What will you choose? Now the book goes for 1,000 naira, but I've said that all of you who buy your own tonight, they should sell it to you for 750, so that you can have 250 off as my Christmas present to you. I don't know if they have enough to go around tonight. If they don't have enough, well, it will be first come, first out. The ushers will make the book available to you soon. The theme for tonight is You Shall Laugh Last. Please point at me and say, you shall laugh last. And I will point at you and I say, you shall laugh last. Psalm 126. Psalm 126. I'm going to read from the beginning to the end. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. There are miracles that when you have them, you think you are dreaming. You are going to get plenty of such miracles this year. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. God will fill your mouth with laughter this year. And our tongue with singing. Throughout this year, you are going to sing praises to God. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. Even unbelievers will testify that God has been good to you this year. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. I want you to say loud and clear so that the devil will hear you, I shall laugh last. It will be good if you make it a little louder. See, the reason I ask you to say that is because God said, as I hear in my ears, so will I do unto you. So one more time, say it, I shall laugh last. When we talk about laughter, laughter can be in forms and categories. There is the laughter of mockery. There is the laughter of joy. There is the laughter of the enemy. There is the laughter of a friend who is rejoicing with you. But probably the best laughter of all is the last laugh. It doesn't matter how long the enemies have been laughing at you, you will laugh last. I'm going to be brief tonight because I want you to spend one solid hour in prayer. Because one of the things that we do this year like we have never done before is pray. And I tell you why. It is clear from the word of God that you must pray before you decree, and you must pray after you prophesy. The Bible says, Elijah was a man of like passion, like ourselves. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it didn't rain for 3.5 years. Then he prayed again that it would rain, and it rained. When Elijah stood before Ahab, he said, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there be no rain or dew all these years except at my word. It was decree. We only had the decree. We didn't know what went behind or before the decree. But James tells us he had prayed earnestly before he decreed. Then on Mount Carmel, he told it the same Ahab. He said, go, eat, drink. I have heard the sound of abundance of rain. After he said that, again he went, fell on his face, and prayed earnestly. He had already prophesied, and yet he prayed. I was sharing with my senior pastors, I think last night or so. Many of us here have had prophecies coming from this altar that we knew and we knew and we knew, this is for me. No doubt about it. And yet we heard testimonies. People say, Daddy said, and this is the result. Daddy said, and this is the result. And we say, when Daddy said that one, I received it too. How come it hasn't manifested in my life? The difference is, somebody had it and prayed. Another had it and did nothing. Let me assure you of one thing. Every prophecy you have claimed, they are still waiting, hanging, waiting for you to bring them down with prayers. That's why I told those of you who came to Holy Communion service yesterday night, your blessing shall be backdated. Man have been barren for several years, more than 30 years. He asked God, what shall I do? God said, wait. Then he came to one of the meetings, and the word of God came and said, the waiting is over. I said, thank God. And that month the wife became pregnant because he grabbed it. Prophecy. Prayed about it, and it became manifest. Say it one more time. I shall laugh last. Will you pray about that? I didn't hear your yes now. Well, what's the purpose of that hunger? To remind you, you are supposed to be praying. That's the purpose of the hunger. It will keep coming during the 100 days as you have been. You wake up in the morning, you go to work, and then maybe suddenly around 11 o'clock, your belly begins to grumble. What does that mean? Hey, you have to pray. And let me tell you one secret. As soon as the devil knows that anytime the hunger comes, you begin to pray, it will tell the hunger, don't come. I'm telling you from experience. So you are going to enjoy these 100 days so that when it is time to end, you will say, I don't want this thing to end. Physically, you are going to laugh last. Let me give you an example. Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. Mark 2, verse 1 to 12. The Bible tells us of a man who was paralyzed from neck downwards. And then his friends came one day and grabbed him. I said they were going to take him to Jesus. And like I told some of you during the Let's Go A Fishing, he must have begged his friends, leave me alone, don't expose my secret. Nobody knows what I'm suffering, but I'm suffering it in my room. When you take me out, everybody will see me. So they took him out anyway. I can imagine the ridicule that that man went through that day. When all of a sudden, the crowd surrounding Jesus saw four people carrying a man. You see, because paralysis made him heavy. They saw four people carrying a man. Joe, we thought you traveled. And then they saw the people climbing a roof. They would be laughing at them. What are they doing? Carrying a sick man to the roof. Jesus is not on the roof. They saw them breaking through the roof. They must have laughed more. What's wrong with these boys? But when they saw the man walking out of the house, carrying his own bed, then they realized he who laughs last, laughs best. I prophesy to somebody here today, you will laugh last. Or consider John chapter 9, verse 1 to 7. John 9, verse 1 to 7. Was the story of a man who was blind. He was born blind. You could feel the mockery as they began to ask Jesus Christ, who sinned that this man was born blind? Himself or the parents? You know what they were saying? Look at this sinner, the son of sinners. God is punishing him with blindness. They were mocking him. But before the day was over, he opened his mouth and said, whether Jesus was a sinner or not, I don't know. But I know one thing. Whereas I was blind, now I see. Every one of you with any form of ailment, in the name that's above every other name, you will laugh last. Or consider Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. Mark 10, 46 to 52. Remember when Bartimaeus was crying to Jesus for help? They told him to shut up. Hey, you blind beggar, keep your mouth shut. Do you think God has a time for a beggar like you? But it wasn't long after that the Almighty Jesus said, go and bring him. Those who were laughing then, their laughter ended. They now came to me, we don't know how it happened, but God for you. The first thing in the life of somebody that they thought would never him, and the doctors told him, there's no way your wife will be alive by tomorrow morning. It's too late now. So he went to her, pretended to be a loving husband. Sorry, my darling. I will come back and see you in the morning. Got out of the hospital and phoned his girlfriend. And said, come, the stupid one is going to pass off tonight. And they gathered in they met in his house, and they were having fun. And because nobody was going to disturb them, they didn't even bother to lock the bedroom door. But after the husband left, in the night, the Lord Jesus Christ paid the woman a visit and said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Get up and go home. And she got up. And when the nurses saw her, they thought she was dead. They thought they saw the ghost. So they moved out of the way. She came home. The door wasn't locked. She opened the door and saw the husband and the girlfriend. So you thought I was dead? I'm alive and well. There is somebody here tonight. You will laugh last. Materially, you will laugh last. Consider the story in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. There was this widow of the son of the prophets, of one of the sons of the prophets, heavily in debt. Creditors came and said, where's our money? Please, I will get you the money. Well, if you don't get us the money by tomorrow, we will sell your children into bondage. And they went away laughing. They thought they have got two slaves. Because they knew there was no way this woman could pay the debt. No way. But by the time they returned the following morning, because the Almighty God had already intervened, the widow looked at them and said, "By the way, how much do you say I'm owing you?" There's somebody here tonight. Materially, you will laugh last. I wasn't there in Luke chapter 5, from verse 1 to 7. Luke 5, verse 1 to 7. When Peter fished all night and caught nothing. But I'm sure some of the colleagues who probably must have been saying to Peter, "Peter, sorry, how are you going to face your mother-in-law now? Because there's nothing you are going to take home today." But then when all of a sudden Peter beckoned to them, I say, my fish is overflowing. My blessing is more than I can carry. Come and join me in carrying some of it. They realized that he who laughs last, laughs best. Before the end of this year, all those who think you are going to sink under the heavy burden of debt, we know that he who laughs last, laughs best. Who is the one who is going to laugh last here? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. In 2 Kings chapter 7, you can read it from verse 1 to the end. 2 Kings 7, verse 1 to the end. When the man of God said, within 24 hours, things will change. The counselor of the king, the minister of finance, said, "How can this be? Even if God were to open windows in heaven, can this thing be?" The man of God said, "Well, you will see it with your eyes, but you won't partake of it." By the end of the story, the prophecy of the man of God had come to pass. The king, the counselor, saw it, but he didn't partake of it. When the Almighty God decides to step into a situation, he has a way of making you the one who will laugh last. I've told this story before. One of my children in the United Kingdom was a taxi driver. And so anytime I'm visiting London, he will come and meet me at the airport and take me to where I will stay. On the way between the airport and where I will stay, there is a workshop where they sell second-hand Rolls Royce. And anytime we are passing by that place, I will look in that direction and I will say, one day I will go in there and drive out a Rolls Royce. And my son will say, "Amen." You know the kind of amen. keep on deceiving yourself. Then one day he drove me past that place. I looked in that direction. I said what I used to say. He said his amen. And as we move a little forward, I saw a shop where they were selling clothes. And they put up a big sign, "Sales." I said, "Let's branch here. If they are on sales, I might be able to get a shirt." And then I got in there and I look at the shirts, £25, £30. I thought these people said they were on sales. So I told my son, I said, "Don't mind these stupid people, let's go, Joe." I thought they were on sales. As we were moving towards the taxi cab, my son began to laugh. He just kept on laughing. Now, I knew why he was laughing. Here is a man who wants to buy Rolls Royce. And he can't buy a shirt for £25. So I looked up to God. I said, Daddy, I hope you know he's not laughing at me alone. He's laughing at both of us because you are my employer. And I forgot about it. Months later, I was returning from America and I came to London to stop over. And my son came as usual to pick me up in his taxi car. And as he was about to put my luggage in his boot, another son of mine said, "Hey, Daddy, Daddy, you're welcome. This car is yours. I know it is second hand, but it is Rolls Royce." I now look at my son and I began to laugh. There's somebody here tonight. In the name that's above every other name, you will laugh last. You will laugh last maritally. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, your season of repeated failures ended last year. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. The Lord said, there's someone listening to me right now that very soon you are going to sing. And let me tell you the song first. I never know he will answer me this way. I never know he will answer me this way. I never know he will answer me this way. He will answer me this way. Thank you, Jesus. You want to sing it again? I never know he will answer me this way. I never know he will answer me this way. I never know he will answer me this way. He will answer me this way. Thank you, Jesus. Who is the one who will sing that song very soon? Oh, so shall it be in Jesus' name. You will laugh last maritally. I thank God for the first speaker of tonight because he brought out one of the points. You see, in Genesis 16 verse 1 to 4, when Sarah saw that she couldn't produce a child, she handed over a bondswoman, household slave, to Abraham. Abraham went into her, and the woman became pregnant. Bible said when she discovered that she was pregnant, she began to despise Sarah. By the time we got to Genesis 21, verse 1 to 7, Sarah said, God has made me laugh. Every one of you here trusting God for the fruit of the womb, before the end of this year, God will make you laugh. when you read the story of Hannah, if you read from 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 1 to 6, 1 Samuel 1 verse 1 to 6, the Bible tells us that because she was barren, her adversary, that's the word they use, tormented her soul, gave her hell in the house, called her the fruitless tree. Say, what are you doing in my husband's house? Just eating our food, not producing children. Uh-huh. But when the tide turned, when the Almighty God, who can do all things, the God who can make the laugh, very soon, you will laugh last. Emotionally, you will laugh last. You know, when you read the story in Mark chapter 5, verse 35 to 42, Mark 5, 35 to 42, you see what happened in the house of Jairus. It tells you how many fake sympathizers had been in the world long ago. They are not new if you come across some of them. Jairus had just lost his only daughter. These people gathered together and they were wailing. They pretended that they were sad. They were shedding crocodile tears. But when Jesus Christ came and said, no, get out of here. This child is not dead, he's only sleeping. The Bible said they laughed him to scorn. They switched from weeping to laughing within a second. I mean, they were not sad to start with at all. I'm happy that Jesus chased them out of the house. In the name that's above every other name, every person that says he's sympathizing with you, God will get rid of them right now. He will replace them with those who will rejoice with you. When the widow of Nain in Luke chapter 7, verse 11 to 17, Luke 7, verse 11 to 17, was going to bury her only son, and Jesus met him on the way, there were a lot of people there who pretended they were sympathizing with her. But if you listen closely, if it is possible for you to be there and hear what they were whispering among themselves, I am sure they must have been saying, is she the only one in the town? Why is it that tragedy upon tragedies have befallen her? First, the husband died. Now, the only boy she had, is dead. God must be punishing her for her sins. That's what they must have been saying. Until Jesus got there and stopped the procession. One of my children said, the grave diggers were waiting. They've already dug the grave. The mourners were waiting to do the final mourning at the graveyard. But the Almighty God disappointed them. Every grave digger waiting for you shall be disappointed this year. Anyone who thought he had succeeded in making you sad, by the time God turned the tide, you will laugh last. I think I've told you the story before, but for the benefit of those of you coming for the first time, let me tell you the story. Remember the story. The day my wife and I were wedding, we got to the registry and found a girl that was gaily dressed waiting for the bridegroom. She too was going to be married that day. But the man didn't come. The man ran away. Promised this girl, fixed the date to meet at the registry. Everything set. The girl dressed, ready for marriage. Husband didn't come. You can imagine the sorrow of that day. She nearly went crazy with sorrow. But somehow, she survived. Thank God you are a survivor too. And after some time, she found a young military officer and married him. In the meantime, the boyfriend that jilted her also joined the army. Years passed, and the husband, the new husband, became a military governor, and they attached to the military governor an aide-de-camp that was the former boyfriend of the first lady now. And so anytime first lady wants to travel, the aide-de-camp has to open the door for her. I am sure she must have laughed and laughed. As somebody here today, you will laugh last. Oh, thank you, my Father. Thank you, Almighty God. I receive it, and I will share it with your children. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, very soon, everywhere you go, they will be greeting you, congratulations. You will laugh last spiritually. In Daniel chapter 4, from verse 28 to 37, Daniel 4, 28 to 37, we see the story of Nebuchadnezzar. He offended God, and God made him mad. He was naked for 7 years. I'm sure during those 7 years, a lot of people must have mocked him. During those 7 years, they would have looked at him and said, hey, look at the former king eating grass like a cow. I'm sure some of them will probably stand by and say, hello, your majesty. They thought he was finished. They thought he can never again become somebody. They thought he was going to die mad. But after 7 years, he repented. He lifted up his eye to heaven and said, hey, there's no God like the Almighty. God said, all right, I will turn the tide for you. And all of a sudden, the animal became a man again. And the Bible says his chiefs came. They got him. They washed him. They dressed him. They placed him back on his throne. I'm sure he must have looked at those who were saying, your majesty, when he was an animal, said, and now I am your majesty indeed. Somebody is here today, the enemy thought you are finished. God will surprise the enemies. One of the stories that have always intrigued me is found in Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, from verse 23 to 27. Mark 1, 23 to 27. It's the case of a man who had an unclean spirit in the synagogue. He was in the church. A demon was inhabiting him, and I'm sure the demon must have been asking him from time to time, "You've come to church to do what? Where is your God?" Until one day Jesus walked in and showed the demon that God is alive. There is a possibility that there might be one or two people here tonight who have been tormented by one evil force or the other, and the demon in you have been asking, "Where is your God?" Tonight, God will prove himself. Please remember the story of the woman in America who had this demon in her that was talking like with the voice of a man. Poor, poor woman, she had fasted, she had prayed, done everything she knew, and the demon was there still talking like a man. Then she came to one of our conventions, and she was saying, "Oh God, how I wish somebody could take me to see the GO so he can pray for me." And the demon said, "Don't worry yourself, you are not going to see the GO." And then it was Holy Communion night, and it just came out of my mouth, "The Holy Communion is poison to demons. If you take the Holy Communion and there's any demon in you, the demon is finished." And the demon in her spoke to her and said, "You better don't take the Holy Communion." And the woman said, "Glory be to God, your end has come." And before that night, the demon disappeared. Tonight, God will show up in your life. And you will laugh last spiritually. Now, you will laugh last, even when you engage in spiritual warfare. When you read Joshua chapter 7, you discover that after the victory at Jericho, Joshua sent a handful of men to go and attack the city of Ai, or AI, as some people call it. And the children of Israel were defeated. By the time you get to verse 12 there, the Bible says Joshua was on his face in the ground, overwhelmed by shame, because defeat brings shame. But the Almighty God spoke to him and said, "Oh, what happened happened because of sin. Restitute and you have victory again." By the time we got to Joshua chapter 8, there was not a single fellow left alive in the city of Ai. Then the man whose face was on the ground could now lift up his head high and laugh. I don't know how many wars you are fighting secretly, but before this night is over, those wars will be over also, in Jesus' name. I can give you several examples, but I want to give you enough time to pray. Let me begin to round up by talking to you about overflowing laughter. Because this is the year when your laughter will overflow. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to 15, 2 Kings chapter 2. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Almighty. Amen and amen and amen. The Bible says there's someone here tonight. He said, the future you have always desired will begin to open up now. This must be my night. The Lord says there's someone here tonight. He said, the giant in you will begin to manifest this year. Aha, thank you, Daddy. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to 15, the Bible tells us what happened when Elijah was about to go to heaven. And everywhere he went, the sons of the prophets came to Elisha and they said to him, Daddy's son. Everywhere daddy goes, you go with him. Do you know your daddy is going today? We will see what will become of you. And he kept on telling them, I know, mind your own business. Shut your mouth. And then Elijah was taken to heaven. And the mantle of Elijah dropped and Elisha grabbed it. And he went and smote River Jordan like his father did. And the river opened up unto him. The Bible said when the sons of the prophets who had been mocking him, when they saw what happened, they came and bowed down to him. And said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. The greatest laughter comes when your mockers become your servants. And in the name that's above every other name, the same spirit that the Almighty God has endowed me with will begin to manifest in the life of my children. That's for my children alone. How many children of mine are here now? Then let me hear your amen loud and clear. When the Almighty God called me to the ministry, we thought he was going to become somebody. We knew something was wrong with him when he began to say amen, amen, amen. As soon as he joined that church of amen, we knew something was wrong. And he had reason to laugh. Because as a lecturer in the university, as an acting head of department, I knew what my salary was. My salary then was more than the total income of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And you left that one to come and say, amen, amen. People should laugh. But glory be to God. I am still laughing. There's somebody here tonight, you will laugh last. I say you will laugh last. Now, what is the secret of overflowing laughter? Is there in the psalm I read to you, He said, when the Lord turns our captivity, we are like them that dream, then what our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing, and even the heathen say, God has done great things for them. Then he went down further to say, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He said, he that goeth forth weeping, carrying his precious seed with him, shall surely return again. This time with singing, carrying his sheaf with him. The secret of overflowing laughter, the secret of returning again with laughter, the secret of laughing last is in the fact that even in sorrow, you are sowing. Even as you are going forth weeping, you carried precious seed with you. It is when you sow that you can expect a harvest. Don't think I'm about to take an offering. That's not the idea. I'm teaching you a principle. Because each time you hear of seed, your mind goes to money. Money is the smallest seed you can sow. The man who laughed loudest, this Elisha, in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 19 to 21, 1 Kings 19, verse 19 to 21, the moment Elijah called him, he sold his life. He sold his future. He sold his ambition. Everything he had, he sold it to God. The implements of his agriculture, he sold it. His ambition of becoming the richest farmer in the land, he sold it. His future, he handed it over to God. The one who took the offering said, before the angels that visited Abraham made their pronouncement, they were fed. Abraham sowed. Hannah sowed prayer. She prayed so earnestly that the high priest noticed her. She sowed prayer. The four boys who brought that man who was paralyzed, they sowed time, they sowed energy, they sowed everything they could sow. They put everything into it. Blind Bartimaeus sowed prayer. He knew he had nothing. He was a beggar. He had no money to give Jesus. But he prayed so loudly, God heard him. He sowed in tears. No wonder he reaped in joy. When I became a Christian, first tack was coming, 1976, and I understood that schools would be on holidays. Realizing how close I was to hell before Jesus saved my soul, I was hungry to see several souls saved So I said, all right, if schools are going to be on holidays, while First Act is going on, let me organize something that will bring all students together to study about Jesus Christ. And if we are going to bring all students together, if I'm going to do this successfully, I must have something to entice them to come. Promise them free feeding, free accommodation. And I wanted to feed all those who will come. Thank God, the just shall live by faith. What shall I do? How do I get money to buy stamps? And it occurred to me, I have a car. It's an old car, but it's my car, my first car. So I sold the car. And I used the money to buy stamps. Incidentally, the man who bought the car bought it for 1,000 naira. You know what kind of car it was. And he only paid me 500 naira. And he will pay me the rest one of these days. I've already forgiven him. Praise the Lord. I sold my first car. If there's anything else I had then that could be sold, I would have sold it. I sold in tears. Thank God I'm reaping in joy. You want to laugh last? This year, I want you to commit yourself to serving God like you have never done before. Sow your life, sow your energy, sow your influence, sow everything you can sow. You know, God said something to me last December. I wasn't going to tell you, but the Holy Spirit says, I can tell you now. Because something that made me weep. And I don't want you to weep. I want you to laugh this year. I was praying for the Congress. When all of a sudden God spoke to me and said, son, do you know you failed a test badly in this year that is ending? Ah. Father, what test? He said, the new auditorium. How? I told you were going to build a new auditorium. I said, yes, Lord. And I told you that this time round you can ask anybody who wants to contribute. I say, yes, Lord. How did I fail my test? He said, you remember when you were going to build the present auditorium, I told you you would take no offering. I say, yes, Lord. I said, I told you it's going to be you and I. I said, yes, Lord. Was the auditorium built or was it not built? I said, it was built. He said, when I said to you, we're going to build a new auditorium and you are going to, you can ask people to contribute, you should have asked me, Lord, what have I done wrong? It was the two of us last time. Why can't it be the two of us now? Ah. I said, Daddy, I'm sorry. Can I reverse the situation? Can I tell everybody, please, oh, leave it out? forget. Oh, he said, that's too late. He said, you have already opened the door to some people to be blessed. And we can't close that door. But he said to me, son, do you know because you have opened this door to them, in future now, if I decide to bless you in an extraordinary manner, some of them will think it is the money they contribute to the auditorium that we are spending. He said, that will be your punishment. But for the door that is already opened, we keep it open. Let me tell you one thing, my children. This might be the last opportunity you have to do something great for God. If you like, seize it. If you like, let it go. We are talking about a new auditorium. Don't let anybody tell you that that's going to be the last one. It's not going to be. I can assure you, as soon as we finish it, in less than 3 years, it will become too small. The one after that one, I'm not going to tell you about it when it is finished. So this is an opportunity this year, like never before. Go all out. Serve God. Serve Him in witnessing. Serve Him in praises. Serve Him in giving. Serve Him in winning souls. Serve Him in do everything you can. Because he that sows in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth weeping, carrying precious seed with him, shall doubtless return. Shall do what? Doubtless return. With singing, carrying his sheaves with him. As somebody here tonight, and I'm repeating it, in the name that's above every other name, you will laugh last. As we prepare to pray, let me give an opportunity to those who are here who have never surrendered their life to Jesus. God is not interested in your money if he hasn't got you. If you are not one of his children, don't give him any offering. Don't waste your money. It doesn't matter what the officer taking the offering may say. If you are not going to heaven, why must you send heaven money there? If you are not born again, don't spend for God. Spend your money, enjoy it, so that when you get to hell, you will tell the devil, at least I enjoyed life. If you want God to make you laugh last, surrender your life to him first. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, and I can see that some of you are very far away, come and surrender your life to him. I'm going to count from 1 to 15 because of those of you who are far off, but you must begin to come now and come and ask him to take you over completely. Take over my life. Become my Lord, become my Savior. I will serve you all the days of my life. Forgive my sins and be my Lord and be my Savior. If you want to give your life to Jesus, begin to come now. I'm counting one. Two. Three. Four. 5. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. Eleven. Twelve. Thirteen. 14. 14. Now, those of you who are already here and those who are on the way, talk to the Lord. Ask Him to have mercy on you, to forgive all your sins, to save your soul. Cry unto Him and ask Him to please become your Lord and Savior today. Promise Him that from now on, you will serve Him wholeheartedly, body, soul, spirit. Tell Him to please forgive all your sins and give you a brand new beginning. Tell Him that from this moment onward, you will do His will. Ask Him just to save your soul, make you a child of the living God. Give you a brand new beginning. Those of you who are still on the way, hurry up, because I will soon be praying for the salvation of souls. And the rest of us, please, let's stretch our hands towards these people and intercede for them, that the Almighty God, the one who saved our souls, will save their own souls also. Pray that God will forgive them, that God will have mercy on them. Pray for them, brethren. Intercede for them. Intercede for them. And those of you on the way, hurry up. Hurry up. Pray as you come, asking God to save your soul, asking Him to forgive all your sins. Promise Him that you will serve Him for the rest of your life. Cry unto Him. And the rest of us, let's intercede for these people for another 1 minute, asking God to be merciful unto them, to save their souls, forgive their sins, cleanse them in His blood, and give them a brand new beginning, brand new beginning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Savior. Those of you on the way, just make sure you get here before I finish praying. I know some of you are coming from a long distance. Just keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Savior, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for these people who have come. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, because you promised that whosoever will come unto you, you will no wise cast out. They've come to you now, Father. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls in Jesus' name. Cleanse them in your blood in Jesus' name. Please write their names in the book of life. And don't let them go back into sin in Jesus' name. Give them a new beginning. And from now on, anytime they call on you, please answer them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now I want to rejoice with those of you who have come. I want to promise you that from tonight onward, by God's grace, I'll be praying for you. So I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer request. And very soon, you'll be receiving miracles. Then you know there must be somebody praying for you, and that somebody will be me. So if you turn, or are the counselors already? Okay. Well, if you turn to your left, you see a man waving a piece of wood. It will lead you to where some pastors are waiting for you. They will collect the information I want and bring you back very quickly. God bless you. You can begin to go now. You can begin to go now. God bless you. If you are clapping for Jesus this year, clap with all your heart. Do it with all your heart. You received, you must pray. Every prophetic utterance coming your way is a prayer point. you must pray it into manifestation. Prayer points for tonight. Number one, you want to praise God. With all your strength. I told those who came for the watch night service, say thank you to God, if possible, 1,000 times. Solomon said thank you 1,000 times. And God for total surrender. Give me the grace for total surrender. Number three, Father, please help me to love you with all my heart, all my soul, and all my strength. Father, please help me to love you with all my heart, all my soul, and all my strength. Number four, Father, please let those asking where is my God come and surrender to you. Please let those asking where is my God come and surrender to you. Five. Father, let those laughing at me now come and laugh with me soon. Father, let me laugh last. Let me laugh last. Number seven. Father, let my laughter overflow forever. Let my laughter overflow forever. Number eight. Father, let the joy of all who wish me well last forever. Let the joy of all who wish me well last forever. Number nine. Father, help me to bring the joy of salvation to many homes. True soul winning. Help me to bring the joy of salvation to many homes. True soul winning. Number 10. Father, please have mercy on Nigeria. Please have mercy on Nigeria. Number 11. Your individual prayers. And then number 12. Pray for the general overseer and his family. We have 1 hour. The altar is open. You can pray kneeling down, sitting down, standing, on your face. Make sure you spend quality time praising God. Let's go and pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The Almighty God will answer your prayer by fire. The grace for total surrender, receive it right now in Jesus' name. The ability to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your spirit, receive it right now in Jesus' name. All those who are laughing at you, we will now come and laugh with you. Those who wish you well, their joy will last forever. Beginning from now, the river of your joy will begin to overflow. You will laugh last. Your joy will never end. This year, God will use you to win many souls. Anyone or any force trying to slow you down, the fire of God will consume. God will have mercy on you. He will have mercy on your family. He will have mercy on your churches. And he will have mercy on Nigeria. Physically, you will laugh last. Materially, you will laugh last. Maritally, you will laugh last. Spiritually, you will laugh last. Emotionally, you will laugh last. You'll be victorious. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, this year you will reach the top. God will crown your efforts with success. You will never know failure again. The glorious future that you have been dreaming about, we begin now. The giant in you, we begin to manifest now. So shall it be. You will laugh last. You will last forever. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. We'll have 10 minutes break, after which the ministers of God will minister to those who still want ministration. 10 minutes. So go and settle down. Or if you want to ease yourself, you can do so now.